It is time for a closer look for the family with 670 KBOY's Rob Branch and today's topic, ACHD.
First, what is ADHD?
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder.
Dr. Stephen Hill of Jefferson Street Counseling and Consulting telling 670 KBOY News, sometimes people don't know enough to find out if they have it or not.
Certainly there are places where it's overdiagnosed or misdiagnosed. And yet we also know from research that only about half of those who really do have it know it or at least are getting any help for it. So that the overall rate in the population is estimated on repeatedly in different studies from between 4 and 7%.
As for kids?
Think of a classroom of 30 kids. The chances of at least having a few in there with ADHD is really quite high.
What do we see if a child does have ADHD?
It either can be a thing where very early on the child is having problems with fidgeting, being off task, inattentiveness, just being more disruptive than even other kids their age.
And you're saying that sometimes the quiet kids may have it too.
If you have a child, male or female, who really just has the inattentive type because they're not causing problems for anybody else, they often get missed.
And what might we see in either the active or the passive ADHD child?
You know, after a distraction has happened, either they really can't filter that out, or once a distraction happens, they may, for the rest of the class, never get back on task.
And when they reach adulthood?
They get distracted by whatever it is. A colleague, had a rough night of sleep. They may be off task for a few minutes. The person with ADHD, if they get off track, may be gone for the rest of the day or lose track of time at least for an hour or two.
Dr. Hill says the biggest problem about having ADHD is
it doesn't go away. I think what you see in older adolescents or especially adults, if they're functioning pretty well, it's not that ADHD has disappeared. It is a neurological condition. But what may happen is they may have learned how to compensate with it, come up with ways to, not have it affect their life. To such an extent that it's hard to tell it's still there.
Yes, and we can catch it early in school-age children, and should.
My goodness, you have the heads up on learning all those strategies, in addition to, the help that medicine may give.
And as for a way to deal with this, Dr. Hill says it may take a couple of things.
Any combination of medicine and behavioral management might get it to the point where it's barely noticeable or not noticeable, that you have enough tools in your toolkit. Using post-it notes, the way you use post-it notes, structuring your life, finding a job that's compatible, that you get to the point where it's not adversely affecting either your work or school life or your personal relationships too much.
Dr. Stephen Hill adding the diagnosis is not cheap. It may take up to $700, but is it worth it for a fuller, happier life with your family? Well, you decide. Rob Branch, 670 KBOI News.